Leah, I don't know if you remember this a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Went out on the wires in South Carolina. Huge, big story. I mean, I couldn't believe how much play it got because it was a kid involved. 13-year-old. Charged with a hate crime ordinance in Richland County, South Carolina. Do you remember this? After he broke into a vacant home and vandalized the walls with racial slurs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And symbols of anti-Semitism. And you look at the picture and it's, you know, mainly swastikas. And it's just, it was an abandoned home and not abandoned. People still owned it. They just weren't living there.
Right, right. Unoccupied. Yeah.
Okay, this was such a big deal. And again, South Carolina doesn't have a hate crime ordinance or law, but Richland County does. Mm-hmm. So the 13-year-old is getting charged with, one, the graffiti, the vandalism, but then the hate crime upgrade.
Right.
So that's how serious a Nazi symbol is. And there was this one on June 4th, right? Less than 2 weeks ago. In Hilton Head, it went statewide too. Swastika graffiti found in private Hilton Head community. Residents of a private Hilton Head Island neighborhood found a swastika painted on the roadway last month. Police noted there were multiple areas that appeared to have been covered with the paint in the area of Widewater Road, where the Nazi symbol was found. So this is serious. I mean, when it happens, it goes statewide. It's bad. Mm-hmm. In 45 states, not this one, but 45 states, I looked it up, they have hate crime laws. If you do regular graffiti, you get the regular vandalism charge. But if you put a swastika up, guess what? You get the enhanced hate crime penalty.
Yeah.
Hate crime penalty.
And the federal government gets involved.
Yeah. But as Ari Fleischner tweeted yesterday, if you paint a swastika on a school, it's a crime. You will be investigated, arrested, sentenced, and fined.
Right.
If you put something similar on your chest, you can become a Democrat senator.
Exactly, yes.
And the Democrat Party will give you millions of dollars. Right. And I went through just those two recent incidents that have happened in the last month in South Carolina and how far the coverage of them went.
Yeah.
Didn't even just say local. It went statewide across the wires. I remembered seeing them, so mm-hmm. I went and looked them up again.
Right.
But if you put, so, ooh, bad 13-year-old, bad kid, and yeah, it was bad what he did.
Yeah.
But Graham Plattner. I get, you know what was so stunning this week? I want to really underline this because it says something, Lee. Back in April, when Janet Mills, the popular governor of Maine, who was running for the U.S. Senate on the Democrat ticket in Maine, dropped out. She dropped out because Graham Plattner hit 61% in the polls. She said, I can't, I'm suspending my campaign. I can't beat him.
There's no path to victory.
There's no path to victory, right? So this whole time you and I are talking about this, we're watching the media really begin to cover this, including the liberal media. They tried to, you know, obfuscate, lie, distract, whatever. But they finally were forced to admit over the last 2 weeks, basically, that, yeah, it is a Nazi tattoo. Yeah, he knew it was a Nazi tattoo. Yeah, all the girlfriends said he knew it's a Nazi tattoo. They admitted it. Mm-hmm. In addition to locking his girlfriend in a room and leaving her there all night, which, so you understand, when a Republican does that, that's kidnapped.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Right. Right. So they know all of this, right? And I was hoping that Graham Plattner could still pull it out, right? Like, okay, he was at 61% before. Maybe he could squeak it out with 51, 52% now that Democrat voters knew the truth about him, right? In their media. Because I want the whole country to see this, and I truly think Susan Collins could beat him. She's the Republican sitting senator mm-hmm. there in Maine, right?
So-called Republican, yes.
Yeah, I was concerned he couldn't pull it off because Janet Mills' name is still on the ballot. She said, yeah, well, you know, if you vote for me, I win. Yeah, absolutely, I'll run against Collins. I don't want to run against Janet Mills in Maine. That's harder. So I was, you know, pulling for Graham Plattner to eke it out and get over 50%. I did not see it coming, what happened next. Keep in mind, in April, he's at 61%. The Democrat base finds out in detail about this guy, including the Nazi tattoo. It's not just Nazi tattoo. It's an SS Totenkopf. Those are the guys who ran the concentration camps, okay? It's the worst you could possibly put on your body. Not only does he get 61% of the vote on Tuesday, Lee, he gets 73%. Mm-hmm. He went up by 12 points once Democrats found out about the Nazi tattoo. What does that say? I thought he'd go the other way. I thought he'd barely hang on. I thought there'd be a protest vote for Janet Mills.
Well, it says that basically that the Democrat voters in Maine are more concerned about someone being called a Nazi than someone who actually has a Nazi emblem on them.
I suspect it could be worse than that. I actually did a Battleground America podcast on this week. If you spend, about 15 minutes on Blue Sky. And you will understand why Graham Plattner, when they found out about the Nazi tattoo, went up in popularity. It is nothing but socialism and overt Jew hatred.
Anti-Semitism, yeah.
I mean, and bizarre. I mean, just everything that goes wrong, it's the Jews.
Yes.
And Trump is controlled by the Jews. That, I mean, I just summarized Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Also, he should be 86th. That's Blue Sky. That's why this guy appeals and the Democrats know it. I don't think they like him despite the tattoo. I think they like him because of it. They are adopting this culture. And why not? Mm-hmm. What was the key platform of the Nazis when they came to power? It was control the population through socialized medicine. Through government-controlled medicine. It was classic socialism and it was anti-Semitism. Well, I mean, go look at Blue Sky. You tell me what's different. I can't figure it out. And a propensity for violence.
Against certain groups.
Certain groups, yeah. And street thuggery.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, overnight, here we go again. The New York Post has found another Graham Plattner girlfriend. And this one is problematic because she is a leftist. And she says, oh, he absolutely knew it was a Totenkopf. He referred to it as, quote, my Totenkopf, unquote. Again, the symbol of the SS, the people who ran the concentration camps. And she says that he wears it to remind him that America was the bad guy. Want to tell us who the good guy was?
Yeah. Well, as you always say, Tara, these people hate this country.
They do.
They hate this country.
They do. Wow, she tells the Post, MG, that's like so crazy. Why didn't you just get it blanking removed? She asks him. She says he wanted it to serve as a constant reminder that America, that the United States, were the bad guys. Wow. Okay. Well, it is a Nazi tattoo, so were they the good guys? Somebody going to ask him? This is scary stuff. But you know what? It fits with that shocking poll from earlier this week where we learned only one group of people in America does not want to live in America, a majority of them, and it's Democrats, that YouGov Elon poll. 55% of Democrats say they wish they lived somewhere else.
Well,
no other group said that.
Be happy to grant their wish.
I know. I mean, what can be? I would, you know, I'd actually be willing to spend, I mean, $10, $20, $30 billion to move them on out.
Yeah.
I think they should go to China. I think that's where they would fit in best.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're going to have to really build the wall so they can't get back in. I mean, we're going to have to really lock that thing down. I think we can cut a deal. You renounce your U.S. citizenship permanently, right? So you can't come back. And then we will cut you a one-way ticket, all expenses paid to China.
Yeah.
It could work, Lee. May they take Graham Plattner with him, with them. I don't know. But this is incredible. So definitely don't paint a swastika on something in South Carolina in Richland County. You'll go to prison. Unless it's your chest and you're running in a Democrat primary. Then it's not a hate crime. It's just Democrats. Okay, folks. Unbelievable numbers yesterday. Mark Wayne Mullen, head of the Department of Homeland Security, announcing they have found, this is truly remarkable, 145,000 illegal immigrant children trafficked by the Biden administration into the country. Many of them turned over to the same gang members who came back week after week after week, pretending to be uncles and cousins and dads. Remember the whistleblower? Went to Congress, testified under oath. She said she was a liberal. She said, I was working at the Health and Human Services. So that's where they were reuniting them. And she said the same, I was working with the kids. I thought I was helping. These little immigrant kids, it wasn't their families picking them up. She said it was gang members. The same gang members. One week it'd be a cousin, another be a brother, be a dad, same guy. Picks up more and more kids, off he goes. Remember they set up a phone line? They gave the kids the phone number. Hey, if anything goes wrong, give a call on this phone number. Remember that? 60,000 called. Not a one of them had their calls returned. Those kids left with that phone number, and they did nothing. All while accusing Trump of being some kind of pedophile, with absolutely zero evidence of any kind. Oh, Trump showed up in the Epstein files. His name is in there. They never tell you what for, though. Give us a little detail about that. Tell us his name's in there. Cool. Okay, what is he in there for? His name, though. For what? Folks, they have a 1-800 number at the FBI, and there was a massive wave before both elections of kooks calling there and reporting that Trump Epstein. Oh, I saw comments on X. I see, or Twitter. I saw something on the dark web, someone was saying that Trump was involved with Epstein. Every one of those is a hit. They had to release them all because that's the law. A lot of it was gag stuff. It doesn't matter. By the way, Biden's in there too. There was a group of people that turned the Biden family in for sex trafficking children via Epstein in Mexico. They went to the NYPD. NYPD files a report. Nothing was ever done about it. I don't know if it was credible or not. I have no idea. But Biden's in there, too. That's a hit. See how this works? But this is incredible. What we're finding about these 145,000 children the Trump administration has now found.
Because we found 146,000 kids so far. 146,000 kids. We still have nearly 300,000 missing. We're investigating reports to where some of these kids claim that they were raped 600 to 700 times. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you have kids, if you don't have kids. I don't care if you're a liberal, you're independent, you're a Democrat, you're a Republican. If you can't stand for law enforcement to go find these kids, who are you? Who are you? Every leader should understand what's going on. And do you know where we're finding the most of them? Sanctuary cities.
Sanctuary cities. Unbelievable. He continued.
Because when we start digging into these cases and you start hearing the absolute horrific things that took place underneath the Biden administration, under true neglect at best and criminal at worst, to allow 450,000 kids to go missing throughout this country. President Trump has made it a point to go find these kids. And because of our partnership, because a lot of times this is ICE, this is HSI, this is CBP, these individuals that the Democrats seem to want to defund, but because of President Trump, we finally funded them for 3 years, we're able to push and go find these kids. We found 146,000 kids so far.
It's so sad, folks. And here's the worst part of it all, okay? Don't forget this. To their credit, the New York Times broke the story. Second year of the Biden administration. At that time, there were 86,000 missing. And they were very plain about what happened. A lot of them were being sold for sex. That's why they were brought up here. Some of them as young as 3. Others were found to be working as essentially slaves. At night in factories, the cartels would bring them in. Human chattel. Remember what the Biden administration did after the New York Times broke that? Because I do. I'll never forget it. That May, the only hope those kids had, that story broke in March. That May, the only hope those kids had was the continuation of the DNA testing at the border. Why? Because when you go through there as a 6-year-old girl and the cartel member whose trafficking use is, yeah, I'm her dad. Well, we can debunk that with a DNA test. After seeing that, the 86,000 in the New York Times, the Biden administration canceled the contract. The last hope they had, these kids, gone. And they did it so, one, there'd be no record of who was trafficking these kids, and two, so they could easily traffic the kids. I hope it was only so the kids would be dropped off and one day to grow up to vote Democrat. I hope that was the Democrat Party's motivation and not something more sick, sinister, and twisted. And after that, it went from 86,000 to 450,000. The Trump administration, God bless him, has gotten 145. Democrats have fought them every step of the way, trying to defund ICE, trying to defund Customs and Border Patrol. But the most heartbreaking thing of all, folks, this is from testimony before Congress. The 65,000 kids who called the Health and Human Services helpline.
Hey, Democrats, when is your next protest going to be that's in support of the 65,000 children that made emergency phone calls and were purposely ignored by the previous administration? I'm just wondering because I'm going to be there for that one.
Never going to happen.
That the Biden administration, while they were letting all of these unaccompanied minors into the country, and as we've talked about today, they weren't keeping track of them. They issued these kids a hotline that they could call if they had trouble with the sponsor family that they were put with. And you're saying that 65,000 calls to this hotline designated to protect these kids went unanswered? Is that what you're telling this committee?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Do you know how many staffers the administration assigned to answering these phones and helping these kids?
One
staffer? Any idea how many hours a day this staffer was working?
No.
Maybe that's why there were 65,000 calls that weren't answered from these little kids, huh?
Ugh. Tell me again about Epstein there. Go ahead, tell me about Epstein. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 800-905-0989. Tara, I want to know how we can support the swastika symbol, talking about the nomination of Graham Plattner to run on the Democrat ticket for the Senate in Maine. I want to know how we can support the swastika symbol, but we are not allowed to fly the Confederate flag on the side of 85 here in South Carolina. We're a Republican majority state, so it's wrong when we do it. But when the Nazi wins, we give him millions of dollars. Again, I'm talking about another girlfriend now coming out. She's a liberal and saying she was, you know, basically horrified that he had a Nazi tattoo. But he assured her it was okay, that he did know it was a Totenkopf. So not just the Nazi tattoo, but also an SS Nazi tattoo. In other words, the people who ran the concentration camps. He assured it was okay because he says he keeps wearing it. This was years ago. By the way, he was cheating on her with his He was cheating on her when he was engaged to his now wife. So they were sleeping together. This was pillow talk. Okay. Let that sink in. She says, you know, wow, that looks like a Nazi tattoo. Well, he's like, well, yeah, it is. It's my Totenkopf. She says, why don't you get rid of that? He says, well, because it reminds me, you know, I keep it here to remind me America's the bad guy. Being a liberal, she's like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, wait, you know, no. The next day, I'm reading her account of this, and I'm like, well, my next obvious question, as I'm, you know, gathering my things and running out the door in terror, would be, if America's the bad guy, and you're wearing a Nazi tattoo, and America has, and he was talking in terms of military, like, you know, our military action around the world. If America's the bad guy, who's a good guy? Because you got a Nazi tattoo there. And they were on the other side in World War II. By the way, the context of the conversation, she said, was about World War II. Democrats just shrugged their shoulders. They're okay. And he's referring to earlier, I was just pointing out, just in the last month, we've had two stories go statewide. One was a 13-year-old who broke into an abandoned house and tagged it with swastikas. And that was a step, went on the wire, statewide story. And then in Hilton Head, in a private community, somebody with spray paint put some swastikas up, you know, in some places. Again, that's a statewide story. The horror of it, I mean. In Richland County, where they have a hate crime ordinance, we don't have one statewide, but they do in Richland County here in South Carolina. In Richland County, that kid's not just being charged with vandalism, but also with the hate crime enhancement. And yet Graham Plattner has the same thing on his chest. And he gets millions of dollars from the Democrat Party. I mean, folks, let it sink in for a minute. It's just, it is the thing this week that just boggles my mind. Texter writes, hey, Tira, didn't they get up in arms at Pete Hegseth's Jerusalem cross? Oh, yeah, no. That was a sign of white supremacy of which we should be terrified. I said at the time, it was funny when I saw it, because I was like, I want to know what cross that is. And I went, oh, that one was, I've seen that. That one was printed on my church brochure where I go to church, or where I went to church as a child every weekend. I went to a Catholic church. That is a white Christian net. What? No, it's not. Remember how wild they went? Folks, they were arguing he shouldn't be Secretary of War because he had a cross on his chest. Right, maybe he should have just got it reworked into a tongue cough. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Texter writes, from National Lampoon, circa 1977, I ran, you ran, we all ran from Iran. Another texter writes, I am beyond angry at this revelation of the child hauling a number that will never be answered back. Yes, I said 60, it was 65. And that audio I just played you was congressional testimony, because the Biden administration set up a telephone line and gave the number to these kids as they were checking out with gang members. And said, hey, call if you have a problem. 65,000 kids called. No one got a call back. As a mom, as a human being, that tears my heart right out of my body. The good news, and this is incredible, folks, is that the Trump administration, we found out yesterday from Department of Homeland Security head Mark Wayne Mullen, has managed to find 145,000 of these kids. Wow. Not with Henry McMaster's help, you understand. Now, he didn't not be a part of that. By the way, did you hear this out of Florida? The Highway Patrol alone, so that's State Highway Patrol, right, in Florida? Remember how Ron DeSantis deputized them as federal agents so they can legally, you know, they pull a guy over for speeding. He's got a little girl in the back. They can pick him up and keep him. They don't have to just let him go with a ticket like here in South Carolina because ours aren't deputized. Because Henry McMaster stubbornly refuses to do it. You know how many the Highway Patrol alone illegal immigrants have picked up in a year? 10,000. They're gone now. Yeah, just pick them up, drop them off at ICE. Bye-bye. You want to know how many total the Ron DeSantis administration has picked up by deputizing local police, local sheriffs, Highway Patrol, and even Fish and Wildlife? You want to know how many they've picked up? 25,000. Just in the course of business, these aren't raids. This is, I bumped into you, you're illegal. Okay, cool, you're going to the back, you're going to ICE. Yeah, bye-bye, see ya. How many are in this state again? 110,000. By the way, they picked up 400 of these traffic kids in Florida, just in the process of being able to detain them. You know what happens here? You pick up an illegal immigrant gang member, he's speeding, he's got a kid in the back. Nothing happens. You have to let him go. Because Henry McMaster won't act. Won't deputize them. Refuses. That's the saddest of all. By the way, for people new to this show, McMaster is our governor. That the good news there, though, is soon not to be our governor. When we'd get a cut as kids, my mom went into overdrive. She was terrified. Oh, yeah, sterilizing, change the Band-Aid, don't play in the dirt. Oh, my gosh, you would bring down the wrath of that woman. Why? Sepsis scared her more than anything. She'd spent years in the beginning of her career as an ER nurse. She was a tough woman. And she knew how sepsis killed. What's sepsis? A blood infection. You can get it from a major wound, but you can also get it from a small cut, too. She saw that. She saw people coming in with what they never thought would kill them, a little cut, and die from it. It made a big impression on her when she was young. So I knew all about sepsis growing up. Do you know that 350,000 Americans, you heard that right, 350,000 Americans die of sepsis in our hospitals each year? But not in one Florida hospital. Why? Palantir just unveiled their AI-powered software that analyzes hospital records and patient data and detects sepsis early. In 1 year, it cut the sepsis death rate in half. So before we say we completely hate AI data centers and AI should go away, maybe we should think about how we can just do it better. There's a lot of good that comes from it.